German authorities in Berlin say they have thwarted an effort to overthrow the German government in what's been described as the biggest raid on far-right extremists in German history. Police arrested 25 people across the country today. They were suspected of plotting a coup. Members of the group were allegedly preparing to storm the Reichstag Parliament building and seize power. Loveday Morris, Berlin bureau chief for the Washington Post, is following the story and she joins us now. Welcome.
Hi.
Loveday, this was a major operation. 3,000 police officers in 11 states. Authorities say some of the people arrested are connected with the Reichsbürger movement, which has been called a domestic terrorist organization. Tell us more about them and what they were allegedly planning to do.
Right. Well, the Reichsbürgers are a very fringe group that have been around for a long time, but they've raised a lot of concern with intelligence agencies here in Germany in recent years. They've become really prominent over the years of the pandemic, when we saw a lot of street demonstrations here in Germany, anti-lockdown demonstrations. And within those, we had a lot of Reichsbürger members mixing with the far right and conspiracy theory proponents, rather, conspiracy theories. And during that time, they've grown a lot. And now they're estimated to have about 20,000 members in Germany. And this
and what
is
were
one
they planning
group,
to do
within them.
What were they planning to do in this attack?
So the accusations are that they were planning basically to overthrow the German state using armed force, storm the Reichstag building in Germany, and then implant their own state. So they'd picked out their justice minister, the head of the sort of central council, and they had sort of a shadow state ready and waiting.
Yeah, and their group appears to have some similarities with QAnon, which is a far-right conspiracy theory group here in the US. Any evidence of a connection?
Sure. This is one of the things that they think came about during these demonstrations in the lockdown, this mixing of different people who have different beliefs and sort of overlapping conspiracy theories. So some of these people are believed to be sort of Reichsbürgers, and other people are QAnon members, and people sort of take from all of these conspiracies.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but one of the alleged ringleaders is a German aristocrat, Prince Heinrich XIII, who, according to the public prosecutor's office, had reached out to Russian representatives inside of Germany. Do we know anything about the group's ties with Russia?
So he has spoken publicly in the past, and this specific German prince, about his admiration for Russia, and he sees himself as having sort of lost his rightful power, and that the dynasty's land after the Second World War. So that he's definitely spoken of admiration of Russia.
Okay.
As far as solid links, we're not sure.
Well, Loveday Morris, Berlin bureau chief for the Washington Post, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks.